Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of you out there. And I thought I'd begin with Harry Von Tilzer's I Want a Girl Just Like the Girl That Married Dear Old Dad. Thank you. What fun. In London at the Royal Festival Hall sometime in the summer of 1951 for Decca Records, the Saints Jazz Band. I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad. Harry Von Tilza wrote that, I think, about 1910, 11, somewhere in there. Alan Radcliffe playing the clarinet and leading the band. Mike McNamara playing trumpet, Ron Simpson trombone, John Fish piano, Jim Lally on banjo or guitar, and Thomas Gregory string bass, and John Mills playing the drums. The Saints Jazz Band, 1951. Here's Joe Sullivan at the piano for you and his composition, Just Strollin'. Thank you. Sullivan, solo piano for Vocalion, Down Home Records, Los Angeles, 1955, his composition Just Strollin'. Sullivan came out of the early years of this art in Chicago. In 1940, he had a band in New York called the Cafe Society Orchestra. And to be playing in Cafe Society was a wonderful thing because the owner said, go in and play your art. Plus the fact it was open. Didn't make a difference what your background was, who you were. You could be there. And that was unusual. Very unusual. Joe Sullivan's Cafe Society Orchestra, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields and Joe Turner. He's going to sing it for you. Ed Anderson, who plays the trumpet here, on the opening of this place, one of my favorite of all jazz solos. Joe Sullivan, 1940, Cafe Society, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Joe Sullivan and his Cafe Society Orchestra 1940 for Vocalion Records, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And that amazing solo by Ed Anderson on trumpet. Benny Morton, trombone. Ed Hall, playing clarinet. Danny Polo, tenor saxophone. Sullivan, piano. Freddie Green on guitar. Henry Tucker, bass. Johnny Wells on the drums. And Joe Turner doing the singing, the great Kansas City blues singer, Joe Turner. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Red Nichols' birthday today, cornet player and trumpet player, composer and arranger. In the early part of this art and into the middle section of it, he was born in Ogden, Utah, 1905. He had a band called the Five Pennies, sometimes more than five, six, seven, eight, sometimes even more than that. Brunswick Records, June 1927. Nichols wrote the first one, Mean Dog Blues, and Bob Efros wrote the second called Corn Fed. Nichols playing the cornet. Miff Mole, that's his name, great trombone player. Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet and alto. Adrian Rollini, bass saxophone. Arthur Schutt playing the piano. Eddie Lang, guitar, and Vic Burton on the drums.
Thank you.
Nichols, his birthday today, born this date, 1905, and there, 1927, in New York, Brunswick Records and his Five Pennies, Mean Dog Blues and Corn Fed. Nichols, Miff Mole, trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet and alto, Adrian Rollini, beautiful bass saxophone, Arthur Shutt piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Vic Burton on the drums. Also, 1927, Nichols was involved in a wonderful orchestra made up of many people, different people all the time, called the Charleston Chasers, a good name because of the dance and how important it was to the music at the time. Nichols, again, Mole, Jimmy Dorsey again, Arthur Shutt again, Dick McDonough playing guitar and banjo, Joe Tarto comes in to play tuba, and Vic Burton remains playing drums. Someday, Sweetheart, John and Reb Spikes, and After You've Gone, written 1918 by John Turner Layton, Red Nichols and the Charleston Chasers. Thank you. Red Nichols playing his cornet in the Charleston Chasers, 1927. And his birthday today, this date, 1905, Ogden, Utah. They played Someday, Sweetheart, and After You've Gone, classics in the early part of this art. Biff Mole trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy Dorsey's brother, playing clarinet and alto. Artie Shutt playing the piano, Dick McDonough banjo or guitar, Joe Tarto, tuba, and Vic Burton on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Dimitriou's Jazz Alley, an all-ages club. Tonight is the last night at the alley for pianist Keiko Matsui. Tomorrow and Tuesday, the Alley presents blues guitarist Joe Louis Walker. Info and reservations at jazzalley.com.
And now to pianist Sir Charles Thompson, his band, his All-Stars, 1945 for Apollo. If I Had You, the classic ballad brought to us from England by Jimmy Campbell, Reg Conley, and Ted Shapiro, and Taken Off, written by Thompson, Buck Clayton, trumpet, Charlie Parker, alto saxophone, Dexter Gordon, tenor, Thompson, piano, Danny Barker, guitar, Jimmy Butts on string bass, J.C. Hurd on the drums. Thank you. Sir Charles Thompson and his All-Stars, 1945, If I Had You and Taken Off. And that last one, it's been described in the 40s, the new music that was being produced at the time, the rhythms. They were really riff patterns, as that one was. And repeat that, and it's also been described as stop and go. And I think the primary influence out of that, into that rather, I should say, was Charlie Christian. And not much has been written about that, but I've been thinking about it a long time, 35, 40 years, I suppose. In the band, Buck Clayton, you know his name perhaps from the work he did with Count Basie, playing the trumpet. Charlie Parker, alto saxophone, Dexter Gordon. Went to New York from the West Coast to be in that band. Big deal for him, too, by the way. Playing his tenor. Thompson piano, Danny Barker out of New Orleans on the guitar, Jimmy Butts on string bass, J.C. Hurd on the drums for Apollo Records, 1945. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the You Promise College Fund 529 plan, designed as an easy way to save for higher education with tax advantages, control, and flexibility. You Promise believes when it comes to saving for college, you need a plan. More information at youpromisecollegefund.com.
You've seen, you'll never frown on Baby Brown, that neat, sweet Georgia queen. She's sure some jolly prancer, and just past 17. There's none in town like Baby Brown, that neat, sweet Georgia queen. Cute and pert and got that certain thing, you know the rest. Can't help flirting, make that curtain ring down on the bell. She's always bound to win, sir. I'm saying just what I mean. My money's down on that Baby Brown, that neat, sweet Georgia queen. Yeah! Kick me on out there now. Yeah! Thank you. y'all on the plane.
Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm, and his piano, and his voice. 1935, Victor Records. Baby Brown, written by his buddy Alex Hill. Bill Coleman, trumpet, Gene Sedgwick on clarinet and tenor. Fats, piano, Al Casey, guitar, Charlie Turner, bass, and Harry Dial on the drums. That's a pick-me-up kind of thing. I'm going to play that again. I don't think you mind, do you? Okay, if I do that, just a minute, let me poke some buttons. Where are we? Right there. The ninth cut on that disc that I made at home. Fats Waller.
You'll never frown on Baby Brown, that neat sweet Georgia queen. She's sure some jolly prancer, and just past 17. There's none in town like Baby Brown, that neat sweet Georgia queen. Cute and pert and got that certain thing, you know the rest. And her flirting makes that curtain ring down on the bell. She's always bound to win, sir. I'm saying just what I mean. My money's down on that Baby Brown, that mean sweet Georgia queen. Yeah! Kick me on out there now. Yeah!
Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm, and Baby Brown, and that wonderful lift, I mean, just the spirit of it all. And that's what this is about, giving yourself into it and then letting other people know about it. Improvising, too, making up stuff, as Fats does behind the solo. Get out there and tell your lie. Thomas Fats Waller. He died in 1943. He was on a train outside Kansas City heading back to New York and got pneumonia, so he opened the window to cool off. not the best thing to do, but he did so many good things for us when he was here. Kind of an angel, wouldn't you say? I want to chase Stardust. I've got to poke the right button. Stardust, written by Hoagy Carmichael, 1929. Little bit later, a few months later, Mitchell Parrish put the lyric to it. Louis is going to do it now, Louis Armstrong. 1931, when the band was in Chicago for OK Records. Excuse me. And plays trumpet, of course. A big band. And then 53 years later, another trumpet player, Wynton Marsalis, 1984, is going to give us the verse and the chorus. Kenny Kirkland, piano, Ron Carter, bass, Jeffrey Watts on drums. Ken Jordan playing alto and flute, and there's some strings in there. And the different style. What happened? There wasn't any difference. It's somebody else's approach. That's the way it's supposed to be. Louis Armstrong, Stardust. Wynton Marsalis, Stardust. Stardust, Two Different Ways for You, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, 1931 Chicago for OK Records, his vocal, his trumpet, and 53 years later, Wynton Marsalis, verse and chorus of Stardust, and an arrangement, and strings, and alto flute, and Kenny Kirkland's piano, Kent Jordan, the alto flute, Ron Carter, string bass, Jeffrey Watts on drums, and of course Marsalis playing his trumpet. And the romanticism of all of that doesn't make a difference whether it's fast or slow. It's just how it is, the feeling of it. And interesting, the last note that Marsalis played, he didn't quite get back to getting to what's called the tonic there, you know. He just left it. He didn't want to resolve it because he wanted this to go on. And it does. Our things about stardust and love and all of that, the romance of it is part of the beauty of art, if not the total thing. All right. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Cakewalk and Babies from Home was written by Chris Smith, Hank Troy, and Clarence Williams in 1924. And two performances now, one from December 24, and then a month later, in January 1925. First, the Red Onion Jazz Babies, vocals by Josephine Beatty and Clarence Todd, Louis Armstrong cornet, Charlie Irvis trombone, Sidney Bechet soprano saxophone, Lil Armstrong on piano, Buddy Christian on banjo. Thank you. The Red Onion Jazz Babies and Cakewalkin' Babies from Home, December 1924, for Jeanette Records, with vocals by Josephine Beatty and Clarence Todd. And the breaks, that is where the band stops, rest of the band stops, went to Sidney Bechet on his soprano saxophone. 2 weeks later, in January of 1925, for OK Records, Eva Taylor is going to do the singing of Cakewalkin' Babies. Now, the tempo picks up a bit. A bit. Armstrong is here to play clarinet again. Charlie Irvis trombone again. Bechet, soprano sax again. Clarence Williams is now on the piano, co-composer. And Buddy Christian again on banjo. Cakewalkin' Babies from Home with Louis Armstrong getting the breaks this time. I can remember, I don't know, when I first heard that, but years and years ago, it was just breathtaking. I played the record over and over again. Cakewalkin' Babies. Eva Taylor doing the singing. January 1925, OK Records. Clarence Williams Blue Five, her husband's band behind her. Louis Armstrong. Just eating that thing up. And how much he gave to the spirit. I mean, he brought the spirit into it, into the music. I mean, it was always there, obviously, but he just took it and said, this is the way it's supposed to be. And it went on. Cakewalking babies. Okay, turn my notes over. Now, to continue with the spirit, it's always there in any time you have anybody playing anything. I mean, you got that, obviously. But one of the outstanding members of the Spirit Club was Charlie Mingus, bass player. And his exhortations are wonderful. He just cheers on. He's the cheerleader of the music. He wrote Better Get It in Your Soul, recorded in 1959 for Columbia Records. He's on bass, Jimmy Nepper's trombone, John Handy's alto saxophone, Booker Irvin tenor and soloing, and Choppy Hottie also tenor. Horace Parlin playing piano. Mingus, as I said, on bass, and Danny Richman on drums. Better Get It in Your Soul. Thank you. There you have it. The Spirit, Charlie Mingus. 1959, Columbia Records. His composition, Better Get It In Your Soul. Jimmy Nepper, trombone. John Handy, alto saxophone. Booker Irvin, soloing on tenor. Shafi Hadi, also tenor saxophone. Horace Parlin, piano. Mingus, bass. And Danny Richman, playing the drums. And the church, the influence there on that, the spirit of that, of course. Better get it in your soul. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the City of Tukwila, presenting the Backyard Wildlife Festival, an all-day event to help people get back in touch with nature and wildlife, with workshops, food, and music Saturday, May 14th at the Tukwila Community Center. Details at backyardwildlifefair.org.
Now to another spirit, Jelly Roll Morton, who had plenty of bluster to go around. Said he invented jazz. Well, maybe he did. Who knows? He said he took ragtime and started swinging it. Well, he did all of that. And the people that talked about him, that worked with him, didn't like him. And the reason they didn't like him was because he could do what he said he could do. Oh. Anyway, late in his career, 1939, General Music Record Company got a hold of him, said, let's make some records, and I'm happy they did. Because the sweet side of Jelly Roll Morton comes through here. He's going to play four of his compositions, play the piano, and sing for you. Jelly Roll Morton, 1939.
bold and say, you're nasty, you're dirty, take it away. You're terrible, you're awful, take it away. I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden shout, open up that window and let that bad air out. Open up that window and let the foul air out. I thought I heard Buddy Bolden sing. Thought I heard Judge Fogarty say, 30 days in the market, take him away. Get him a good broom to sweep with. Take him away. I thought I heard him say, thought I heard Frankie Dewson shout, gal, give me that money, I'm gonna beat it out. I mean, give me that money like I explained you. I'm gonna beat it out, 'cause I thought I heard Frankie Dewson say.
Thank you.
I no doubt heard in my life. Mamie Des Doom. This was her favorite blues. She hardly could play anything else more, but she really could play this note. Of course, to get in on it, to try to learn it, I made myself the can rusher. 219 done took my baby away. Took my babe away. Two 17, bring her back someday. Stood on the corner with her feet just soaking wet. Her feet was wet. Stood on a corner with her feet soaking wet. Begging each and every man that she met. If you can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. Can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. I want to feed that hungry man of mine.
Morton, piano and voice, 1939 General Records. Wine Boy Blues, Buddy Bolden's Blues, Michigan Water Blues, and Mamie's Blues. And as I said, the soft side, sensitive side that he had, so much of that, plus the bluster and some marvelous compositions. I recommend any of them, and his Library of Congress interviews with Alan Lomax, certainly. And they're available out there in unedited form, finally. As it should be. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Captain Whidbey Inn, welcoming guests to their historic waterfront lodge on Penn Cove for midweek getaways, group retreats, or weekend packages. Info at CaptainWhidbey.com. Captain Whidbey Inn, delightfully out of step for over 104 years.
Artie Shaw's orchestra, his clarinet, and Begin the Beguine, written by Cole Porter, and 1938 for Bluebird Records, and the arrangement by Jerry Gray. It's an incredible composition. It really isn't the form that you usually hear in pop music. What it is a continuous building, a total of 108 measures in a structure. And just very subtly just keeps going and going and going and going. And the dancers, of course, would be doing just applauding and they're dancing. I want to mention the rhythm section of that band because it's not mentioned much anymore. Or is the band, for that matter. On piano, Les Burness. On guitar, Al Avola. String bass, Sid Weiss. And on drums, Cliff Lehman. And the tenor sax soloist in there, Tony Pastor, being very romantic about that, too. That was a big seller. It was very, very popular. It had a certain beauty to it, a charm to it, I suppose. Billie Holiday, 1940 now, and a rare one called Laughing at Life.
Don't mind the raindrops, wait till the rain stops. Laughing at life. No road is lonely if you were lonely. Lose all your blues laughing at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today. Laugh all your sorrows away. Start now and cheer up, the skies will clear up.
Thank you.
lonely if you will only smile through your tears, laugh at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today. Laugh all your sorrows away. Start now and cheer up, the skies will clear up.
Billie Holiday, Laughing at Life, if you can, this might be a good idea. Written 1930 by Cornell and Bob Todd. Lyric by Nick and Charlie Kenny. Billie Holiday, 1940, OK Records. Roy Eldridge, trumpet. Joe Eldridge, alto. Lester Young, soloing on tenor saxophone. Incredible piano solo by Teddy Wilson. Freddie Green, guitar, Walter Page, bass, J.C. Hurd on the drums. Stan Getz now, his tenor, Hollywood, 1955, for Verve Records. One of my favorite, hidden George Gershwin compositions from 1931 of Thee I Sing. Thank you. Stan Getz, his tenor saxophone, 1955 in Hollywood for Verve Records, and Of Thee I Sing, written by George Gershwin for the musical Of Thee I Sing. Lou Levy playing piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Shelly Mann on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fifth Avenue Theater, presenting Guys and Dolls. Gangsters and gals gamble on love in this all-new production. Opens May 12th. Tickets at fifthavenue.org.
And to move on, to continue with, it's what we call On the Job. What I'm doing now is poking some buttons to get that ready. On the Job, from me to you, is simply just going somewhere where a company, a record company, or a radio network has recorded an on-the-job situation with the artists. George Wallington Quintet. That's right, his piano and his quintet at the Cafe Bohemia in New York City, 1955, for Progressive Records. With him, Donald Byrd playing the trumpet, Jackie McLean playing alto saxophone, Wallington on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor playing the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
On the job at the Cafe Bohemia in New York City, 1955, the George Wallington Quintet, Wallington Piano, Donald Byrd Trumpet, Jackie McLean, Alto Saxophone, Paul Chambers Bass, an incredible drummer, Art Taylor. Johnny One Note, written by Richard Rodgers, Sweet Blanche, written by Wallington, and Minor March by Jackie McLean. On the Job, 1955. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. June Christie, Hollywood, 1958.
Pierce College, announcing the 38th.
Living for you is easy living, it's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love, there's nothing in life but you. I'll never the years I'm giving, they're easy to give. When you're in love, I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. For you. Darling, it's grand. They just don't understand. Living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love, there's nothing in life but you. You're in love, and I'm so in love. ba do ya do ya do 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 ya do do. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Yeah.
June Christie for you, 1958 in Hollywood for Capitol Records. Easy Living, written in 1937 by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin. Blue Moon, 1934 by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. All God's Children Got Rhythm, 1937 by Bronislaw Caper, Walter German, and Gus Kahn. With her, Ed Leddy playing the trumpet, Frank Rosolino trombone, George Spilvin playing alto tenor and flute, Bob Cooper, her husband, tenor, oboe, and arrangements, Russ Freeman piano, Lorindo Almeida on guitar, Red Calendar bass, and either Shelley Mann or Mel Lewis on the drums. June Christie, Hollywood, 1958. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the You Promise College Fund 529 plan, designed as an easy way to save for higher education with tax advantages, control, and flexibility. You Promise believes when it comes to saving for college, you need a plan. More information at youpromisecollegefund.com.
And I'd like to bring another on-the-job situation for you. That means we're going to Madrid, Spain, December 1979, to the Balboa Club. They're a famous jazz spot. Bill Evans piano, Mark Johnson bass, and Joe LaBarbera on the drums.
Thank you.
On the Job in Madrid, Spain, 1979, December. Ivory Record brought that out. Bill Evans, piano, Mark Johnson, bass, and Joe LaBarbera on the drums. Theme from MASH by Johnny Mandel. Blue in Green by Miles Davis. My Man's Gone Now, George Gershwin from Porgy and Bess. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The American String Project, opening May 12th at Benaroya Hall. This 10th annual festival brings together 15 string musicians from around the world for a conductorless string orchestra with music by Brahms, Haydn, and more. Ticket info at americanstringproject.org. Pierce College, announcing the 38th Annual Jazz Expo, Sunday, May 22nd, with the Jazz Expo All-Stars, led by saxophonist Bill Ramsey. Master classes at 1, with an evening concert at 7, at Pierce College, Puyallup. Details at pierce.ctc.edu.
I wonder... My little darling, where can you be this moonlit night? Are you holding someone tight? Baby, I wonder. My heart is aching, but I'm a fool. Let it go on breaking. Maybe I'll awake to find that I'm mistaken. I wonder. Baby, since we are through, I've been through lover's lane. But in my heart there's only pain. You went traveling, but will it last? Well, I'm traveling nowhere fast. Sweetheart, sweetheart. I wonder, well, little baby, if this new love dies, where will you be? Will your heart come running back to me, baby? I wonder.
Armstrong and I Wonder, a rare combination, the tune written by Cecil Gant and Ray Levine, the year 1945. Bobby Haggard did the arrangement. He's playing the bass in the band, Armstrong's trumpet and vocal. Ellington, some people say, well, he only plays the stuff he writes. It's not true. On the road, people make requests. Here's one from 1958. The request for Alice Blue Gown, a 1919 composition by Harry Tierney, featuring Ellington's piano and Johnny Hodges' alto saxophone. Thank you. Duke Ellington on the job, appreciative crowd with him, of course, and dancing and requests, and that request was Alice Blue Gown. I'll try that again. That was Alice Blue Gown, featuring Ellington on the piano and Johnny Hodges alto for Columbia Records, 1958, the tune written in 1919. 1965 now, John Lee Hooker wants to come in. He's going to play his guitar and sing to you.
But a country boy drifting from town to town. I ain't nothing but a country boy drifting from town to town. Got no place. Ooh, yeah, to call my home. Sometime in traveling, I travel the nights of blue. Sometime my night's so dark and blue. But I keep on traveling, no place to lay my worried head. I'm just a country boy drifting from town to town.
Come to the door. He said, "Mister,
What do you want? Cause it's cold outside, babe. She looked at me. Said, come on in. I wanna talk to you. I got a brother who left home when he was 12 years old. And just like the prodigal son. I know you're traveling.
John Lee Hooker, I think that's one of my favorites of his. 1965 Country Boy. His vocal, his guitar. Barry Galbraith also on guitar. Milt Hinton bass and Panama Francis on the drums for Impulse Records. Claire Austin and Barney Kessel want to come in and talk to you.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's a big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. Thank you. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries a key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Claire Austin and Barney Kessel in Los Angeles, 1955, for Contemporary Records. Someone to Watch Over Me by George and Ira Gershwin, written 1926. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.